Coming up on Monday, obviously, Missouri Net will be carrying Governor Parson's live address, a rare joint session of the General Assembly. The House and Senate both in session at the same time. Ballpark 5:05 is the time we're thinking the governor will go up to the dais and start speaking. I'm Brian Helsworth, joining me to talk about the governor's first week and also what he hopes to hear in the governor's address is Representative Travis Fitzwater. Hard to believe, Representative, is just a week ago that the governor was sworn in. You were in his office. I interviewed you. Your thoughts, first of all, on the governor's first week?
Yeah, I think it's been good, provided it's, you know, he's had, usually governors get a couple months to transition their government, and he's been given literally very little time to do so. I think he surrounded himself with some really good people that I have a lot of respect for, so I think that's an encouraging start, but, you know, it's going to take a while for him to be fully transitioned into that role.
It's not easy, is it? I mean, and you hit it on, yeah. You bring up a very good point. Normally, when a governor takes over, they have 3 months. He had just a couple days, really.
Yeah, just a couple days. And on top of that, a 55,000 state employee government is a pretty significantly large business to run. And, you know, learning how to get your mind and your hands around that, it's going to take a little bit of time, but again, he's surrounded himself with some really good people that I have a lot of respect for, and I think they'll do a great job.
Representative Travis Fitzwater, again, joining us here on this interview for just a few moments. Monday, you'll be in the House chamber, on the floor, listening to the governor's address. Representative, what do you hope to hear? What would you like to hear the governor say, or at least talk about when he speaks?
Yeah, I think I hope to hear a unifying message. I'm pretty sure that will be there will be undertones of unification, which I think are really necessary right now to hear some of that. I think our state's moving in that direction, which I'm thankful for. I also think that maybe some policy direction, maybe some general policy direction will be good to hear from him. That may be a part of it. But I think really making sure that we're coming together and that Missourians know that we're doing this together as a government, and there's not lingering division in the midst of this transition, I think is really important.
Final question. This really ties into the interview I did with you last week. You had told me on the record you were hoping the governor would retain the cabinet because you had good relationships with him. As he said to me when I interviewed him on Monday, not interviewed him, but I spoke to him along with a couple other reporters, he said he plans to keep the cabinet intact, doesn't plan any changes that he's aware of. You're pleased with that?
Yeah, I think it's great. I think one thing that the former governor did really well was put people in place that were very, very impressive. I think there's probably, in any transition like this, there's probably going to be some turnover. Where that will be, I have no idea. But I don't foresee all of them remaining, but I think I see the vast majority of them remaining because the work that they were doing at the time this all came down was unrelated to the issues surrounding the former governor. And they were doing good work and in the midst of important projects that if you pull them away from those really kind of throws your government into some turmoil. So I think there probably will be some turnover. I just don't think it'll be that much. And I was really, really happy to hear that he was retaining most of those cabinet members.
Representative, anything?
And at this point, I think he's retained all of them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, all of them, and in fact, Chris Chin came out and told me she was staying. Director Presythe came out and said she was staying, and there were others that were there as well. Those are the two that came out when I was there and did say that.
I have a really good relationship with Rob Dixon at Economic Development, and he's been told he was staying. He's in the midst of some really important projects as well, and so those, you know, the ones that I've at least heard that are staying, I'm thrilled with. So I think those are all good things.
Anything you'd like to add?
Not really.